What's up? Welcome back to the Shop Small Society podcast. I'm really excited about this episode today because I just got back from Los Angeles for buying for my store. I am going to be talking all about buying in LA for retail store owners, whether you have a boutique online, brick and mortar, whether maybe you have a shop with, you know, accessories and stuff like that. Whatever it is, this episode is going to be for you, especially if you've been wondering all about how to buy in LA, what are the tips and tricks for buying in LA, and how exactly does it work. So, super excited about this episode, so let's go ahead and get started. Okay, the first thing I want to go over is how buying in LA is different from going to market. And if you've ever been to market, you know how it works. You go in, maybe you're going to Atlanta, there's so many floors of vendors and vendors and vendors that you can go and order from, and they ship it from their warehouse. You don't actually get to take it home with you right there unless it is a cash and carry. But most of them are, they're shipping from their warehouse to you, and you don't actually get to take it home. A lot of this stuff at market is pre-order. Some of it is immediate, meaning that you get it now, meaning that they ship it now. But a lot of it is, you know, going in to pre-order a lot of items that are going to be coming in within the next couple of months. And most of those vendors are going to be temporary. So if you're visiting an apparel market, it's a temporary thing that they have just for that week. So all of the vendors, they come in, they set up for that week. You go and you order what you need, and then they ship it to you from their warehouse. Something that I've noticed in recent years, and it does have to do with the pandemic, but you don't really get a lot of the stuff. Well, I don't anyway, and I know a lot of other people. You don't really get a lot of the stuff that you pre-order anymore, whether it's, you know, they didn't have enough or they didn't even cut the style because there wasn't enough orders. Sometimes you'll go and you'll order and you'll plan for it and it like won't ever come. So that is one downfall to, you know, going to market and pre-ordering items. But it does really help to have, you know, those best-selling items on pre-order. And if they actually come, then it's amazing. So that's going to market. And, you know, there's Atlanta, Dallas, Las Vegas, Chicago. There's a bunch of different markets that you can go to throughout the year, and they happen multiple times a year. It's a really great experience. I recommend that everybody goes to a market. It really, really helps to be able to see and feel the quality of the items before you order, and you get to meet new vendors. You get to seek out and source new items that you might not find online. And once you know the quality of a certain vendor, you can go on and reorder from them. You don't have to worry if it's going to be, you know, something cheap or see-through or something like that. So I highly recommend to go to a market at least one time a year. I honestly like to go for every season because I like to go and see what is coming for the new season, pre-order for the next season, and really just plan out my inventory for the upcoming months. And then if you do go to a market where there is cash and carry, Atlanta has a ton of cash and carry. That's why I love going there so much, and it's driving distance from me. But the cash and carry is stuff that you can take with you. Most of this stuff is going to be purses, jewelry, accessories, stuff like that. There is some clothes up there, but it is a little higher than a regular, you know, what you would usually pay at wholesale. So that's why I try to stay away from those. But I usually go to the purse stores, the jewelry stores. Gold and Stella is like a whole nother dimension. It is crazy. If you know what I'm talking about, you know that it is crazy, and you could spend like 10 hours in there. So that's market, right? Going to LA is a little bit different. Think of it as a huge, huge, huge outlet mall. You can just walk around, go into the stores, and buy right there. And it's all of the vendors. Actually, not all of the vendors you see at market. There's There's some vendors that you see at market. A lot of them you will see at market. Some vendors I've never seen at market that are in LA. But then there's also some vendors that don't have showrooms right there that you can walk into. They just have warehouses there in LA. But again, think of it as a huge outlet mall that you can just walk around, go into the stores, shop for your store. And one of my favorite things is the fact that I can leave with clothing that day or the next day, and I don't have to wait for it to ship. A lot of the vendors there in LA, it's all ready to ship. They do have some pre-order items, but most of it is ready to ship. Some of them have their warehouses right there in the showroom. Some of them have warehouses in different locations, so they might have to run and go get it. So you have to come back in like 30 minutes or something like that. But it is amazing to be able to leave with your stuff right then. So what to expect? You definitely want to have your resale license on hand, either paper version or on your phone. I usually just have a screenshot of mine on my phone, and then the vendor will usually have me email that to them if I don't already have an account with them. So you definitely want your resale license, otherwise you won't be able to shop with the vendors in LA. When you go into one of the stores, most of them are very helpful. They're very, very friendly there, and they'll help you shop. You can ask them questions. Some of them have bestseller racks. Some of them have new arrival racks. And it's set up just like a store that you would walk into anywhere. So it's really nice and convenient. Once you find items that you like, they'll start a rack for you, just like at market. So whenever you're ready to check out, you'll have all of those items right there. They can scan you in. You'll send them your resale license if they don't already have that. You'll have to create an account if you don't already have an account with them. If you do, if you've ordered from them before, usually they can just pull it right up and, you know, they have all of your information already. One thing I always ask before making the purchase is when it's available. So again, most of it is immediate, so you could get it, you know, right then, within 30 minutes, or maybe the next day. It's super fast. And a little tip, put it in your phone exactly when you're supposed to come back and pick it up. If you do have to come back, maybe it's the next day, maybe it's within an hour, put it in your phone, put the vendor, put the address of where it's at so you don't forget to come back and pick up your stuff, because we ordered so much stuff that it was almost like, okay, we need to make sure we didn't miss anything because we ordered a lot of stuff and we need to make sure we pick those up. If you are flying into LA, if it's not driving distance for you, I highly recommend to book with Southwest Airlines because you get two free checked bags. So what we do is we bring two empty suitcases, the biggest suitcases we own, and we bring those empty. I brought a small carry-on bag and I put it inside of one of my empty suitcases for on the way there. That way I didn't have to actually carry it on the plane that time, just to make it life easier. And then I brought a duffel bag that had my blanket for the plane and my laptop and any other things I needed for the plane. And then I also had my purse as well. So total, I had three suitcases and a carry-on and my purse. This episode is brought to you by the Shop Small Academy, which is my online education and support membership for small businesses. What I love about this is it gives small businesses ongoing education and support that they need to grow their businesses without having to spend a ton of money on their education. Each month we go over something new. We have three different trainings per month. And then at the end of the month, we do a question and answer Zoom meeting where you get all access to me in a group setting where you can ask any questions or we could go over anything related to your business. And then you get access to all past trainings, all past resources in our academy library. The Shop Small Academy is one of the most affordable ways for small businesses to grow through education and support. So come on and join us. I can't wait to see you in there.
So whenever we went to actually buy the clothing, we would just pack it up in our suitcases. That way we could take it home with us. So each day that I went and bought stuff, I put it in my suitcase at the end of the day. And that way I knew how much room I had, how much more I could buy, and how much more I could fit into my suitcase, because I had to sit on my suitcase to zip it up. It was that packed. So you definitely want to make sure that you don't overbuy right there. You can have stuff shipped from their warehouse. If you go in and order it and it is immediate, you can have them ship it if it won't fit into your suitcase. If you have to buy more than what will fit, have them ship it. They'll ship it right then and there. As far as places to stay, we have stayed in downtown. The first hotel we stayed at, first time we ever went, it was kind of creepy. Honestly, I thought it was haunted. And that was the Biltmore Hotel in Los Angeles downtown. It was a nice, okay hotel. We just thought it was kind of creepy, honestly. Just throwing that out there. I know a lot of people have stayed there and have really liked it, but we just personally thought it was kind of creepy. So this time we booked an Airbnb downtown, and it was only 4 minutes, 4 minute drive to the Fashion District, which was a lot closer than the hotel last time. And it was the perfect place for us because they had security downstairs, so you could only get in if you were staying there. We felt really safe there, and the interior of the Airbnb was so nice, and it was perfect for pictures. So what we actually did is whenever we bought stuff, we took pictures right then and there. I brought my tripod, I brought my Bluetooth clicker, and we took pictures there, and we posted them and sold them right there, because if we sold out that day, we could just go back the next day and get more. And that's what we did. So definitely having a good place, having a good Airbnb, you know, area to take pictures in was really important for us. The first time we went, we didn't rent a car. We just did Uber and Lyft, and it added up to be a lot of money. I honestly didn't realize how much they charge over there for Uber and Lyft, because, you know, around here, it's just not that much, and you wouldn't think it would add up to that much, but in LA, it is a little pricey to do the Uber and Lyft, especially, you know, during busy times. So what we did this time to save money, and it was so much more convenient, is we rented a car. The Airbnb we stayed in actually had free parking, which was amazing. So that's definitely a plus if you're looking for Airbnbs. Look for one that has low cost or even free parking, especially if you're going to be renting a car. It was really convenient because at night we would go and drive around and go to a restaurant. We ate at a couple of different restaurants in Beverly Hills, which was really nice. And we drove around and were looking at celebrity houses as well. So that was really fun. And then whenever we were actually shopping at the Fashion District, we would go buy stuff, throw it in the car real quick, and then go and buy more stuff. So this time, since we had a car, we didn't have to lug everything around, because the first time we actually brought our empty suitcases with us and we walked around the Fashion District with our suitcases, and it was just a little bit of a hassle. So it's really, really convenient if you do have a car and you can just throw your items in there. That way you don't have to carry it all around, because it is a lot of walking. In the Fashion District, it is mostly clothing, but there are some jewelry stores, accessory stores, shoe stores. Joya Accessories is one of my favorite places. It is like heaven in there. There's so many things. It's amazing. Definitely make sure you visit that place whenever you go. They also have 2 shoe stores. I believe it's 2. I've visited both. And for the shoes, you guys, I just had them ship. I'm not going to carry that in my suitcase. I'm not going to carry 12 pairs of shoes in my suitcase. That's going to be really heavy. And same thing, if you're buying something heavy like jeans, it might be smart to have those shipped as well. If you end up buying so much that it won't fit into your suitcase, here's something that my friend Shelby did. She actually bought so much stuff that she had to buy 3 extra bags. And so what we did is we went to Santee Alley, and this is like is really cool. I recommend going down there and just looking. It's not wholesale, it is retail, but it's a bunch of little shops. And there's a lot of different luggage places there. So what she did is bought these little, they're not little, they're duffel bags, and they actually come out. So you can have them small, you can have them medium, or you can have them large. Well, she got three, I believe it was three, and she made them the largest that they would go. And they were literally like to my chest, okay, and very wide. These are huge. And they were like 60 pounds each. So, you know, no big deal. She also brought a little scale that you could hook onto your luggage so we could see how much they actually weighed, because our goal was to have each luggage be 50 pounds or under. Because if it's over 50 pounds with Southwest, you do have to pay an extra fee. I think it's $75 for if it's over. And then if you have any extra luggage past your two free bags, you do have to pay $75 for that as well. So the goal was to make them all under 50 pounds. I know she did go over on some of her bags, like the duffel bags. I went over on one of my bags, and then I did have to pay for my little carry-on sized luggage because that was not inside of my big suitcases anymore. So total, I had the three suitcases, two big, one small suitcase. So I had to pay for an extra suitcase there. And then I had to pay this extra $75 for the overweight bag. So it wasn't really that bad, especially when you compare it to having things shipped, especially from multiple vendors. All of that adds up. So going back to pictures, taking pictures of the items right then. What we basically did is we shopped from 9 a.m. to around 3 p.m. and then we came back, took pictures, posted them, sold items, and then the next day we knew what to go back and get more of. We did this with clothing, jewelry, hats. We did it with everything. And for the hats, we actually got the fall felt hats. We carried those on the plane. We didn't put them in our luggage because we didn't want them to get smashed. So that's another tip. If you are buying the felt hats there, just carry those on so they don't get smashed in your luggage. Another tip I have for you guys is to take your customers along with you on your journey with buying in LA, or even if you're going to market, take them along the journey. Let them know, hey, we're at market. What would you like to see? We even post pictures and have them vote. I think I've talked about this before on here. We post pictures and have them vote on items. That way, if I'm unsure about something and they vote on it, I'm like, okay, I need to get this or I don't need to get this. But also, they just love to see the behind the scenes. They love to see what you're doing and what you're working on to get them the clothes that they buy from you. Okay, so to wrap it up, if you are not driving distance to LA, definitely go through Southwest. Book an Airbnb or a nice hotel with free or low-cost parking, because that does add up if you do rent a car. I highly recommend to rent a car because it's so much more convenient than waiting on an Uber. Definitely bring two empty big suitcases to put your items in that you're bringing home with you, and then ship the rest that won't fit in there. And then definitely take pictures of your items right there. Don't forget your tripod. Don't forget your Bluetooth clicker. And you can even go live there and sell some of your stuff too. So that is all I have for today. Let me know if you have any more questions on buying in LA, and I will talk to you in the next episode.